best-selling author, speaker, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
Best-selling author and apologist, Dylan Burrows.
Together bringing you truth for a new generation. This is TNG Radio.
Have you ever met somebody that was really gifted in a certain area, whether it's music or sports or just a number of things, the arts, and everybody says, you know, so-and-so, that is their gift. Well, welcome to the program. Alex McFarland here with Dylan Burrows. This is TNG Radio. And we're going to talk about gifts because there are natural gifts and there are spiritual gifts. And I believe both are imparted by God. And I believe everybody has some gifts. You know, some people, I think, perhaps go through life and they never really find their gift, or they believe things that have been said to them and they think they don't have any special gifts or talents, but I think by God's grace, they probably do. But Dylan, finding your gift and then realizing it's from God and using your gifts as a blessing to others and a worship to the Lord, that's really a very significant part of everyone's life, isn't it?
It certainly is, isn't it? And when we do know our spiritual gifts or even our natural gifts, it's empowering. We want to use them more. We have people like Beethoven who understood his gifts at a very early age, or someone like LeBron James who was observed as a basketball phenom at a very young age, and he was able to focus on that and become the best in his field. Well, in every area of life, we have opportunities to focus on what we are best at and to use them for God. God's glory. You might be out there thinking, I don't know. I don't know if I have a gift or ability that can be used by God, but we are confident that you do. And we want to talk about that here today on Truth for New Generation Radio.
Traveling the country, I've been very blessed to have a lot of encouragement. Sometimes people have said, you know, Alex, you're a gifted speaker or preacher. And if that be the case, to God alone be the glory. We give God the glory. And people sometimes, Dylan, will say, you know, I'm just a nobody, or I don't have any gifts. But for one thing, if you're a Christian, you are a somebody. You are a sinner for whom Christ died. You're a person that he loved so much that he would go to the cross to give his life for you. If you're a Christian, you're a person in whom the Spirit of God dwells, and your name is written in heavenly places. We need to understand our true identity in Christ, that we are, everybody has worth and value and dignity, and that is all wrapped up in Jesus Christ. But everybody also has some gifts. And, you know, Proverbs 1 verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Dylan, I think people's giftedness and their usefulness to God certainly comes out when we realize that step one in wisdom, in success, and certainly in developing talents and abilities, and really personal fulfillment, step one is to acknowledge the Lord in all areas of our life, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And even those who are unbelievers, if they're listening to this, I want you to know that you were created in God's image, and therefore you have special abilities that God has given you. So it's not something that we become a Christian and suddenly we have this magical ability, though God does give us spiritual gifts. We are born with special abilities, each of us, and as we follow Jesus, we are able to use those abilities for his glory in special ways and certain service to others.
Well, and let me say that even if you have an innate talent or ability and something that comes easily to you, that doesn't mean that you don't have to work at it and hone it. And let me define a gift in this way, and this is just kind of my own definition and subject to tweaking or revision, but basically your gift is that thing which you can do almost effortlessly with excellence on a consistent basis. Now, Dylan, I could work at administration, say, or accounting, and I might, by some miracle, become barely adequate, but I would never be excellent. That's just not my strength. But on the other hand, when you've got something that is kind of your niche, you know, understand that it's a gift from God. Pray about using it selflessly. And Dylan, speak to this, if you would, how a person, when they begin to find their giftedness, can move from adequate to excellent, from nominal to anointed.
Well, certainly. And it's funny, as we're younger, we don't notice that the things that we do are special or stand out or come more naturally. But as we grow older, sometimes we see that the things that we do that come easily to us don't come easily to others. For example, when I was growing up, science was always a struggle for me. I had to work twice as hard to get even a halfway decent grade. But in English or writing or literature, those areas came natural for me. But even still, it wasn't until my college years and beyond that I realized that I was able to write things quickly and smoothly in ways that other people naturally could not, and that became an ability that God used in my life to serve in ministry. Now, for those who are listening, you have all kinds of abilities. It's finding out what are those that I'm best at, what come most naturally, and how can I use those to make a difference in this world and in the lives of others.
It's been my joy traveling and speaking all over the country to meet people in churches, this great, beautiful tapestry of God's family and how people use their gifts and abilities. And, you know, sure, oftentimes it's the preachers or the teachers that are a little bit in the limelight. But, you know, the Bible talks about spiritual gifts and our abilities in terms of like the organs of the body. I mean, you might see somebody's face or hands, but without, you know, the kidneys and the liver and the colon and the spleen and the internal organs that maybe aren't thought about or seen, but without those, the person couldn't live. And in a similar way, the body of Christ, you know, thank the Lord for the preachers. You know, thank God for David Jeremiah and Charles Stanley and the late Dr. Billy Graham and the people that are out front. But Dylan, I really do believe up in heaven one day, as the crowns are handed out, some of the people that have never been acknowledged in this world are going to be recognized for having been vital and very key to God's work behind the scenes, just like some of the most life-critical organs of the body are the ones that we never think about too much, but they are a very key part of health and strength.
They really are, and so many times those people become overlooked in this life, but we know that God sees everything, He watches all, and He will reward accordingly at the end. I've seen so many people over the years in ministry who have served selflessly, impacting the lives of others, and don't want recognition. They don't want others to see what they're doing, whether it's giving or whether it's serving or whether it's feeding people or helping in practical ways, but God sees and He will reward accordingly. I love Ephesians 2:10 that tells us that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are created to do good works. We are not just made with a gift, but we're created to express that gift in ways that impact the lives around us.
So here are the questions that I want you to ponder as we talk a little bit about gifts. Number one, have I given God my best? Number two, have I presented my life to Him for His plans and use? And thirdly, is my view of myself inflated and sinful, or do I live knowing that apart from Christ, I can do nothing? That's John 15:5. Stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk more about our gifts.
1 Peter 3:15 tells us to be ready always to give an answer for the hope we have. We're instructed to be prepared to defend our faith. This is Alex McFarland for the Life Answers Teams, students we train at North Greenville University, a leading Christian college in South Carolina. The Life Answers Teams are made up of students who will inspire and equip your congregation. These apologetics teams we train speak in churches, to youth groups, and train Christians of all ages to address key issues of our times from a biblical perspective. Like, is there a God? Is the Bible true? What about gender and moral issues? Call me at 864-977-2008 and we will arrange for the Life Answers team to come to your church and give a presentation that will benefit your people for years to come. 864-977-2008 and always be ready.
For centuries, the Bible has inspired humanity and shaped the very world we live in. But how do we know this book is the Word of God and not merely the words of men?
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God who speaks explores the evidence of the Bible's inspiration and authority through some of the world's most respected biblical scholars.
We have essentially a dual authorship. So it's true to say that Paul wrote Romans. It's equally true to say that God wrote Romans.
He says, we saw this, and that sets the Bible apart from almost everything else in the ancient world and its religious pantheon of gods and goddesses.
The God Who Speaks is a feature-length documentary from the American Family Association. Available now at thegodwhospeaks.org.
This is Dylan Burrows back with Alex McFarland on Truth for a New Generation Radio, and I'm excited about what God is doing through our ministry. We've just finished the third of three national conferences we've had this year. God is working in powerful ways. Alex, tell us a little bit about some of the ways God is working across the country.
Well, you know, Dylan, I have to smile when you and I and some of our staff and our board sat down a year ago. I think you and I both well recall the meeting that we had last fall, and we were talking about plans for 2018. And I would say the Lord has realized those plans and much, much more. We just got back from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, folks, and we had a marvelous conference down there, the third, I cannot believe, three Truth for a New Generation conferences in 1 year. March, we were in North Carolina. September, we were in Middle Tennessee. And then in October, we were in Baton Rouge. And I will say this, you know, it was kind of a the crowd heard from speakers like Juan Valdez. And I've got to say, folks, Dylan Burrows did a masterful job emceeing the conference and helping things roll along while we're talking about using one's gifts and abilities and how the body complements the body. You know, as we went into the TNG conference, I had a pretty wicked sinus infection, was not feeling good. The first day I could barely talk, and you did such a great job standing in and emceeing and carrying things along. But we gave the altar call, and I had 40 of our New Believers book, and I said, if you've made a decision for Christ, whether it's salvation or recommitment, get one of these books. And all 40 were gone that very first night between some teens that came up to me Saturday, and they said, I prayed to receive Christ. What do? I've accepted Jesus. So here's the thing, folks. Between events, broadcasting, and publishing, the Lord is allowing us to do a lot of things, and we're going into 2019 boldly committed. You know, one of the people that we've been working with is the Christian hip-hop artist Tadashi. Kids love this guy. He's amazing. His crew of people is just so good. And we've got big vision. There are inner city parts of America that have never, never had a gospel crusade. And parts of New England, the they call it the burned over ground of New England, that need revival. We have invitations to go all over this country, but to do it, we need your help. And the year end is coming up, and I would ask you, please, to prayerfully consider investing in the souls of people and thereby the salvation of America. Your gift in any amount will help us preach the gospel, win people of all ages to Christ, defend the faith, and equip the church. So here's the address. You'll hear it again before the show is out, but Truth for a New Generation, or you can just write TNG, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, N.C., 27404. We appreciate your gifts and your support, without which this ministry couldn't exist. But we're talking about gifts. And friend, you have some gifts. You know, Dylan, some people have the gift of giving because they've got the gift of prosperity. I mean, I honestly believe, and you and I have met with a lot of people that are in business that love the Lord, and there are some people that can just think up ideas for business or marketing or products, and it succeeds. And I often say this, some people can make more money by accident than the rest of us could do on purpose. Dylan, don't you think some people have the gift of business and success and the gift of wealth so that they can support Christ's Great Commission?
Yes, and everybody plays a part. Sometimes I talk to people who have been blessed financially and they feel bad because they aren't missionaries to another country. They don't pastor a church. They don't lead a ministry. But I'll say to those people, your part in the ministry is just as important as every other role. Do not feel bad that your main part is giving, because without it, none of the other parts would work either. So we all have a role to play. And as we continue our discussion, I want us to focus in on this idea of six thoughts about gifts and abilities. They are so important for us to understand and to live out based on how God has created and wired you. So, Alex, start us off on these six thoughts about gifts and abilities today.
Well, thanks. Number one, there are natural gifts and spiritual gifts. Natural gifts, things that you're just from childhood up, you're good at it and you know it and it just comes easily. And again, let's define a gift as that thing that you can do with excellence, nearly effortlessly, and on a consistent basis. And so natural gifts, but there are also spiritual gifts. And so think about this question. What is it that you do well, and you do it with excellence, and you can do it consistently? That is your gift. So secondly, every person has some area of giftedness. Dear friend listening to this broadcast, you have gifts and abilities. Dylan, you mentioned Ephesians 2:10. I love that. For we're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. You've probably heard preachers preach about the word handiwork, which is the word poema or poem, you know, and it's that lends itself to some good sermon illustrations, very, you know, artful, how God is writing a poem. But look at the words that God prepared in advance for us to do. It's interesting. That word is peripateo. Peripatetic is the idea of walking around. You know, the Greek teachers would walk around and their students would follow them. And so good works are something that we don't just do intermittently, but they're to be our lifestyle. God created us, gifted us for God's glory in Christ Jesus to do good works. But it's not just the idea of actions, but it's really lifestyle and character. The word there, prepared in advance for us to do, which is, again, that word peripatesimon, is to walk in a complete circuit. In other words, your life, the year, everything post-salvation is letting God work in you and through you, and the good works and the glory to God and the blessing to others are just an outflow of the reality of Jesus that permeates your life.
No, that's so well said. And as we continue, this third idea, I wanted to get it in here before the break, this idea that every born-again person has one or more spiritual gifts. And the Bible talks about this in both Romans 12 and in 1 Corinthians 12. I love the ideas that are shared there about everyone has a role to play. Everybody is a part of one body of Christ. When we come back in just a moment, we'll continue talking about this idea of spiritual gifts and how it can impact those around us. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
You know, Alex has been writing for many years, and one of his classic books is still great today as a basic introduction to the Christian faith. It's called Stand: Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. This book will help you help your teens get off the roller coaster of doubt and onto solid ground. You'll read about the six pillars of biblical Christianity. They are 1, inspiration of the Bible, 2, the virgin birth, 3, the deity of Christ, 4, atonement, 5, Christ's resurrection, and 6, Christ's return. You know, Alex mixes it up with humor and stories he gleaned from decades of working with youth and encourages teens to build a foundation of faith that will stabilize their lives and help them take a stand for Christ. Simple and straightforward, Stand: Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. Available wherever Christian books are sold.
If you're a Christian parent, you of course want to instill a biblical view of life in the hearts of your children. If you're a pastor, you want to offer ministry that draws young families to your church. This is Alex McFarland encouraging you to check out my new book and video curriculum, The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask About Christianity.
Why do bad things happen?
I interviewed hundreds of children ages 5 to 12, and we address actual questions from actual children, the spiritual issues that are on the minds of your kids.
Did Jesus ever sin?
The book and video lessons are great for groups of any size and was produced with the goal of equipping kids to stand strong for Christ in any situation. The 21 toughest questions your kids will ask, the book, study guide, and video series, you'll find it at afastore.net. That's afastore.net.
We're back. This is Dylan Burrows at Truth for a New Generation Radio with Alex McFarland, and we've been talking about gifts, that every person has a special ability in the body of Christ to serve others. And I love 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18, that tells us, in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. It is no accident, the gifts that God has given you. And we've been talking about six areas to discuss when we're talking about this topic of spiritual gifts. We've talked about the first three. We want to dive into these last three in this segment. So Alex, get us started with this fourth one today.
Well, God blesses individuals with areas of giftedness to be a blessing. I've always loved Matthew 5:16. That was one of the first verses I learned as a new believer. But Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You see, God blesses us with gifts so that we can be a blessing. And we let our light shine, and we are to humbly, I would say really discreetly, exercise our gifts and abilities, not trying to draw attention to ourselves or trying to lift up or aggrandize ourselves, but for God's glory and to be a blessing to others. And then let me say this, God views every person as a steward of their gifts. And as such, we are accountable. You might be listening and you've got great administrative ability, and God expects you to use that in the church somewhere. Dylan, here's how I see life in terms of my understanding of Scripture. Your first responsibility is to your heart, then to your home, then to your church. Your heart, you're to maintain your walk with Jesus. Then your home and your family. You are to love and serve them in accord with God's word. But then your church. And it's really in the home and in the church that the expression of your gifts and your spiritual strengths really does come out, doesn't it?
It really does. And it reminds me of the song you learn as a little kid in church if you grew up learning it. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." And it says, "Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine." And of course, we're talking about the love of Christ, but also our gifts that God has given us to live those out. I'll tell you one quick story from years ago. I was serving in a homeless outreach, and there were some people in a forested area we were helping, and we wanted to sing some songs and have a church service out there together. And I had a guitar in my car, but I did not want to get it out and play because I had not played for a long time. I felt like I wasn't going to be good enough to perform in front of even this small group of people. But as we stood around sharing some food, I felt convicted that I needed to at least try. So I brought out the guitar. I played three of the only songs I knew from memory. I felt like it was terrible that I had done a terrible job. And when I looked up, there were people with tears in their eyes. There was prayer that took place. It became a holy moment in which lives were transformed, and I got to be part of it just by using my little bit. It's like the five loaves and two fish that Jesus talks about that he multiplies into many. So never underestimate what good you can do with that little bit that God has given you. God has given you your ability so you can make a great impact in the lives of others.
But it pulled you out of your comfort zone, didn't it?
Oh, it certainly did. Far out of my comfort zone. And I think that's one of the points that we need to make, is that when you step out of your comfort zone and into your area of giftedness, God will take you to places that you've never expected that you would go to make an impact you never expected you would have.
Exactly.
And that is something that we need to be prepared for, because some of the best ministry we will ever have are in those times when we are unprepared, that we are underprepared, and yet we go out and say, "God, I'm going to give it my best shot for your glory," and watch what he does.
Let me just say this. Sometimes, and we're trying to make the point here that God views us as stewards of our gifts. You know, Rush Limbaugh, the radio host, he often says this, talent on loan from God. And I know some folks that know him, and it's been my privilege to meet his brother at a few events, who is a devout Christian. And, you know, Rush says that, talent on loan from God, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but he really does mean it. And there is a truth there that our gifts are entrusted to us from God, and we're to use them for his glory. Now, sometimes we get our feelings hurt, or we get kind of burned out. And let me say, if you've got musical ability, you need to be in the choir or doing something. And maybe years ago, something went down that was not pleasant. Let it go. If you've got administrative ability, or maybe you've got the gift of exhortation, which is really like encouragement, and you can brighten people's day, and everybody needs the load lifted a little bit, use your gifts, because we're accountable to God for how we do that and to what extent we do it. The final thing we'll say is this, and I believe this with all my heart. Now listen carefully. God gives everybody gifts. You've got natural gifts. You've got spiritual gifts to be a blessing, to give glory to God, to further the gospel, your family, your church, and you're a steward. All right, here's the thing. You will never be completely fulfilled, really fulfilled, until you discover your gifts and operate within them through the power of the Holy Spirit. And not just, you know, strength and resolve and you say, I'm going to do this, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. There was a British poet, Ben Jonson, who said, spend not his gifts in vain. Don't waste your life not using the gifts God has given you. And Dylan, let me say a word about operating within the power and leading of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes within the church, there can be static and frustration when people stubbornly insist on ministering in areas where they are not gifted. And maybe you've seen examples of that.
Yes, and it can go the other way as well. I just want to encourage those who are listening. Maybe you have served in a role within the church or within ministry, and you were hurt somewhere along the way, and you said, I'm never doing that again. And you've stopped, and perhaps it's been years since you have attempted to use the gifts God has given you to serve others. Let me encourage you to pray about giving that another chance. There Amen. May be another opportunity out there for you where people need you and your abilities that God has given you to do something to touch their life that impacts eternity. Please reconsider. Consider this option that God has given you maybe today to go back and give it another try. Now, in our last minute we have, Alex, I really want you to encourage those who are listening today regarding the spiritual gifts God has given them. What final challenge would you share with our listeners as we close our time together?
Well, have the faith that the God who loved you enough to give his life on the cross loves you enough to work in you and use you. Have the faith to believe that the God who conquered the grave and raised Jesus from the dead also has the strength and the ability to empower you and use you. Dylan, I say this to my students at Liberty and at schools where I have the privilege of teaching. Exchange all your little options for the one big dream or the one big calling. And to use your gifts and to serve Jesus, you might have to reprioritize your life and jettison some cargo that's just bleeding time and bandwidth away. Find your gift, cultivate the gift, give it to Jesus, pray over all that you do, and let your gifts bring glory to God and be a blessing to others.
Amen. We'd love to hear your stories and prayer requests at truthfornewgeneration.com. Again, that's truthfornewgeneration.com. Thanks for being with us.
In we'll join you next time. With Alex McFarland Evangelistic Ministries exists to equip Christians with a biblical worldview through conferences and camps. For information about upcoming events, visit truthfornewgeneration.com or give us a call at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. TNG Radio is made possible by the Friends of Alex McFarland Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com or truthforanewgeneration.com. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time as we bring you more truth for a new generation on TNG Radio.